No fear. Because of all that I've experienced, I no longer feel afraid. A new boldness has come to me, a holy boldness in the Lord. I now feel that I could stand before millions and testify to the world all that I have seen and heard. My body and my mouth were sealed while the Lord was doing the necessary body work and preparatory teaching in my life. The Lord told me that He wanted me to keep all this to myself until a later time that He would reveal. The timing has to be just right, because I'm sure there are many people who would not believe me if I were to tell them what has happened. After I experienced the visions and other supernatural phenomena, my writer pointed out some scriptures that helped to verify the experiences God gave to me. At the time, I did not know the scriptures well enough to know where such information could be found. In fact, I used to complain to the Lord that I did not know enough to be used by Him. Frequently, I would ask Him, "Why did you choose me, Lord?" He answered very clearly,
"It is because you are so teachable that I have chosen you."
He explained that I would not do anything on my own because I understood that I needed Him in everything. That, of course, is the key to progress in the spiritual life. It is also the key to being used by the Lord, to remain open to Him and all He has in store for us. Now, when I read the Bible, I can understand some things very clearly, whereas before I felt almost blinded to the truth. I have found that I can memorize Bible verses with great ease, and I have memorized close to 300 of my favorite scriptures. The Lord helped me because I have so much desire for His Word. This was also needed for witnessing and meditating. I realized that without knowing God's Word, it is hard to witness. Throughout the many years of training, the Lord has disciplined me, tested me, and even disappointed me to determine just how strong my faith actually is. He removed all ungodly influences, including people, from my life. Sometimes He even permitted sickness to come back to ones He had previously healed, so He could see how strong my faith in Him and my love for Him actually are. At times, He even permitted me to grow disappointed, so He could see how impatient and angry I would become. But even in such circumstances, I have never loved Him or trusted Him less, no matter how disappointed I became. I cried in His presence countless times, asking Him why He was making me wait so long for the fulfillment of His promises. There were a few times when I thought He was going to fulfill His promise in a given week, only to discover that I had to go through the same training processes I had already gone through. It caused me so much disappointment that I actually wanted to die. Sometimes I feel so run down that I want to give up everything the Lord promised. At times I have felt that I heard a wrong voice. Several times I asked Him if I was hearing other voices or my own voice. His voice would reflect disappointment, as He would remind me that I was hearing everything from my Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When He said these words, instantaneous joy would come so quickly that I would forget all of my discouragement. If it weren't for His talking with me, I don't think I would have endured. During His training, I cried numerous times. When He was finished, however, He said,
"Chunam, you have passed your test by scoring more than 100%.
His words of praise and affirmation thrilled my soul. It was a 3-year course for ministry, and I can honestly say I never disobeyed the Lord once. He knew I was always available for Him to do His work. No matter how difficult the work became, nor how disappointed I was, I always knew deep and abiding joy and peace. After my visits to the heavenly kingdom, I feel as if I now live in the kingdom of God. All I think about is what I can do to please the Lord, and I will do whatever it takes. Things of this earth mean nothing to me now. Often, I've asked the Lord to take me home permanently, but He has refused by saying that there is much work for me to do. Since January 1996, my daily life has been lived entirely for God. He is first, last, and everything in between. He is my all. I normally pray 4 or 5 hours a day, but during the times of body work, I spent between 7 and 9 hours a day with the Lord, and sometimes even more.